we got soft defensively. You know, they scored 16 points the last 5 minutes in that first quarter. You know, we took the starters off and the bench came in and gave us nothing. It was real disappointing. Congratulations to the Hawks. They played a magnificent game and team game and outworked us. And it's disappointing on our end. I've just got no productivity. As soon as the starters went off, floodgates opened up, so it was pretty disappointing that they couldn't sustain the excellent start that we had. We let them back in there early in the game to get the tails up, and, you know, they shot the ball extremely well, which they do. But you get a team with their tails up, they're hard to peg back, and I thought that was a hard peg back for us.
The start gave a bit of complacency.
Maybe, maybe it's, you know, if you're complacent in this league, you got trouble. So, disappointing, real disappointing. We had a great opportunity to take a leap ahead and we got off to a flying start. We just couldn't capitalise on it. And I thought our teamwork was pretty poor and it's not like, you know, it was so surprised. We knew they'd go to zone. We've been practising zone all week and then we come out there and we just lack guys stepping up and taking assertion and leadership out there.
You still had a chance at run home, didn't you? They gave you a good
chance. Yeah, it felt like it. Then they hit a three. You know, they made some big buckets on threes to push it out to a couple of possession games. So disappointing we haven't played. You know, what's this number 11 game? You know, and we're still being inconsistent, especially from a senior team, and guys that have been around here for a while are very up and down, which is a concern.
It's not very often you talk about getting beaten on the boards, but tonight well beaten.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the effort. And doesn't matter if you don't play with the effort intensity, you're going to get beaten in the league, and they played harder than we did, and that's a real disappointing for us, to especially coming off Sydney game that you know, we got beaten by double figures.
Second loss at home this season as well, Trevor, I know you couldn't like to lose anyway, but do you feel like teams might think you're a little more vulnerable? Do you expect such a, you know, cool
employee? Well, if we play like that, we are. Quite simple. We didn't play Wildcats basketball. You know, the second quarter was one of the worst quarters I've seen. Is play five guys. You reckon you can pick up five guys down the local gym and they play better than what we did in the second quarter. So we got some issues to fix up and got to fix it up, and we've got to move the chess pieces around to find five guys that can play the right way, but we certainly weren't doing that tonight. I have no idea, so I'll see medical staff here shortly.
Just how does that make you feel when he says something like that, that, you know, five lives in the gym could have done a better job?
Oh, look, it was disappointing. I think credit to the starters, they got us off to a fantastic start, and Trev's right, the bench came on and, you know, they were, you know, we were up by five at a quarter time, but we were up quite a bit early on and we let it slip. So, as Trev said, it's disappointing. Look, there's no question Damo's a phenomenal player. I think, you know, everyone in the league knows that. But the fact of the matter is Damo's out for however many weeks it is now, and we've got to live with it. You know, every team goes through injuries and we're going through one right now, but we've got to move on for the time being.
Jesse, it seemed like you really tried to lift in the second half.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's nice to see some go in, but I mean, at the end of the day, it was a bit short. You know, we probably dug ourselves a bit too much of a hole, and as Trev said, the boards, I mean, we got out rebounded by 11. To get out rebounded by 11, you're not going to win too many games.
Would you make a gesture, Dave? You need someone to step up and hit some baskets, and you did.
Yeah, it was big. But so that's period of the third quarter. You know, I think it was the whole bench on there, and they started moving the ball, playing good team basketball, and we were able to get Jesse open in the high post, and then we popped him out for a few three-pointers, and that was good team play, but we weren't doing enough of it. And I think we got it back to 1 point there, a couple of, well, 2 minutes to go on the third, and then they went on 11-zip run, you know, to push it out to 12 and 10 points at the half time, three-quarter time. So, you know, we've got to sustain that effort. Playing the right way. We're not, our effort level was disappointing on the glass. Our unselfishness was a disappointment that we're not moving the ball and setting enough screens and executing out there. You know, a lot of the times we looked disorganised and looked like we never played organised basketball before. And that's, the point guards are going to have to step up in the next, you know, next weekend. Yeah, well, they're all important. It's you know, this league's tough. The competition's way ahead, and you can see there's, what, three games between top and bottom. So that's how tough it is. And if you don't play the right way, you're going to get beaten. And we showed that tonight.
Matt and Casey had people. Did they play under a little bit of duress to get up?
No problem. Yeah, no excuse. Well, it seems like we're getting consistently those calls all year, so you know, we'll look at it and finding better ways to get him and Casey to the foul line. It's tough at the moment when they got two, three guys collapsing and they just let it play. So yeah, it's disappointing that we don't get there enough like other teams, but we'll keep on soldiering on.
Thank you.